are kicking off the third hour of this live Christmas Day edition of the program. I'm grateful to our board operator for coming in at the Genesis Communications Network and making it possible tonight for us to do this with you, because we've had a lot of participation tonight. I have to say, I'm very pleased.
Yeah,
me too. I'm surprised we had this many people call in on a holiday evening.
A lot of times it doesn't play out like that. I mean, we've been live on Christmas and Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve for many years here on Free Talk Live, and sometimes it's desolate. I mean, there's nobody calling in. You can go and look at the listener numbers on our streams, and they're about where they normally are. So people are out there listening. It's just that you never know when people are going to call and what they're going to call about. And that's part of the fun of Free Talk Live, is it's open phones every night, and you never know what you're going to get. Although some people are predictable. Dave in New York, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, man, here we go.
Hi, guys. How you doing? And first of all, Merry Christmas. I am a little mad, upset, because there's a judge who denied me unemployment insurance benefits. Because, like I said, I was fired from a job, back in August. And sometimes things look good on paper, but it loses the luster when you see how it affects real folks. I guess to help your bottom line doesn't mean much if you get it, Because I had a phone interview with her, like a phone court hearing a couple weeks back ago. And
you were on the phone with the judge?
Yes. It was a phone conference hearing about my unemployment insurance benefits.
Is this an actual judge, or is this an administrative hearing?
Right.
Some kind of administrative thing.
Right.
I just want to clarify. Are you talking to someone who works for the unemployment department or an actual judge?
It was the unemployment insurance benefit hearing. It was over the phone.
Okay.
And, I keep on qualifying for benefits each week to protect my rights, and I haven't gotten anything. I haven't gotten one red cent.
What is their reason for denying you? Do they give that to you?
Because I made a video and because of the Craigslist posting
So what happened was you lost your job because you made a video that was critical of a coworker, correct?
Yes, but I still want my unemployment insurance benefits. I haven't been able to go out and, buy anyone anything for Christmas, and I've been home all day.
No, generally you only get unemployment if you are wrongfully terminated.
Mm.
So that is most likely the reason that you were denied, because
that's
it does sound
like
as though you did something that would have violated the workplace contract of, here's what's expected from you as an employee, and if you violate anything in the employee handbook, we can let you go.
Yeah, but I still want my unemployment insurance benefits because,
I want $1 million, but I don't qualify for $1 million. I bought some lottery tickets. I would like my share of the $647 million.
Your share is zero. You didn't pick the right numbers.
Actually, my share was $6 because I had the power, Mega Ball number, and one other number.
Look, Dave, you're not owed. There's no obligation to give you the unemployment. So maybe there's been a miscommunication to you about what the purpose of it is. And I can understand how you might have thought that it was, if you lose your job, you get unemployment. But there's more to it than that.
Right. If you're fired for what's called gross misconduct, then you're not eligible. Like, if you're fired for stealing from your boss, you don't get unemployment. You're denied, absolutely, because they were within their rights to fire you.
Because, sometimes things look good on paper, but it loses the luster when you see how it affects real folks.
You just said that a moment ago. We follow you, and I get the frustration that you're experiencing, because unemployment insurance makes it sound like it's something that's easy to attain, that, you just lose.
Anybody that loses their job gets money.
You paid in, so you should be able to get something back out of it. So this is a lesson to be learned here. Rather than being mad about it, Dave, because there's really nothing you can do, being mad about it's not going to solve your problem. It's not going to change the judge's or the administrator's mind. It's not going to do anything except for really just irk you, and it's going to frustrate you. So I say leave the anger behind about it and make a pledge to be a better employee in the future and not, make videos about your coworkers that could be deemed as offensive. And you know that what you did was wrong. You'd said that before when you'd called into the show. You regret it after the fact now. And the best thing you can do is just move ahead with your life.
Now I have a question, Dave. Do you regret it because you were fired, or do you regret it on the basis that what you did was wrong?
I kind of regret it because on the basis of, like, you know, I was wrong, but, like, you know, she also kind of, you know, pissed me off, and, you know, she called me a name, which I did not like, and I came home, I was angry about it, and, you know, I didn't even, you know, change any of my clothes, whatever, because I was still, like, mad, angry, and, you know, but, you know, I just think that it...
Sometimes when you're mad about things, Dave, the last thing you want to do is get in front of the internet and express your anger,
right?
Because you may end up doing something you regret. In this case, you did, and now you're even more upset because you're not getting something you thought that you would get, which was unemployment. So this is a problem with counting on the state for anything. If you count on the state to take care of you, then you're going to be likely sorely disappointed by them. And the best thing that you can do is take care of yourself. Save up on your own. Take whatever money you would pay into unemployment, and then save that in a bank account or something like that, and then hold on to that for a rainy day like this. That way, you can only have yourself to look to.
I haven't gotten anything, you know, because like I said, sometimes things look good on paper, but it loses a lustre when you see how it affects real folks.
Dave, you don't have anything because you didn't, you know, I guess you
weren't wrongfully terminated.
Yeah.
The boss there at Hertz was well within their rights to fire you for violating the employment contract.
There you go.
And she called you a name? I mean, really? To go home and spew enough vitriol on the internet to get fired over somebody calling you a name? I have a difficult time picturing myself reacting that way. So
Dave is.
I'm curious to know what you have taken from this situation and what lessons you might have learned here.
Well, Nemi, what if somebody called you a name? What would you do about it? Would you just, like, you know, sit around and just take it, have somebody, you know, call you a name, and then you just, like, sit there and take it? Or would you do something about it?
I don't generally do something about somebody calling me a name. Generally what I get is somebody will call me the B word, and I will thank them for their opinion, smile sweetly, and keep right on doing what I was doing.
Sticks and stones, Dave. I mean, people can say whatever they want, and you can choose how you respond to it. So if you want to continue on in a flame war with somebody, because it seems like you're into that, by the way. I don't know if he's in our chat room tonight, Nemi, but sometimes...
I don't see him.
Sometimes Dave comes into the chat room, and he's, you know, he's not very popular in there because of some of the things that he says that are somewhat inflammatory, and...
I don't know that, right? Dave is unpopular in chat. I think folks just kind of try to talk to him like I'm just doing right now and saying, do you see a pattern of behavior here that is not working for you, Dave? And that's what I'm trying to figure out, is what's Dave taking from this experience and what is he learning? Because otherwise I just see a bunch of complaining, and complaining doesn't really change anything without action.
Hey, Dave, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. So, again, what I would recommend is that you move on and not worry about what happened in the past. It's over, and the best you can do is make a better life for yourself in the future. Thanks for the call tonight. Temper's on the line in Missouri. Temper, you're on, listening via LRN.FM.
I kind of have to support Dave in this particular instance. To have a company that you work for kind of dictate what you can and can't say outside of work is wholly inappropriate. I mean,
he did have a shirt on at the time
and
with the
hat
with a company logo on it.
Let me ask you this. Could somebody that doesn't work at that company buy that T-shirt and say a secondary market?
In theory. Generally, one cannot buy a Hertz polo.
In theory, someone could put a Hertz polo on eBay, and someone could end up with it who was not a Hertz employee at some point.
Yeah, it's not. They can't really own their logo that way. I mean, I see what you're saying. Like he had like representation of the company when he posted the video, and I didn't know that because I didn't watch. But
Well, hold on a second, just to clarify. I understand where you're coming from, and I generally agree with it. I don't think that a company should be able to tell you what you can't say on your own time. However, the company does have the ability to control who works for it. And if they decide that they don't want to have you work for them anymore, they're not saying you have to take the video down. They're saying, if you keep doing this, we're going to fire you. But hang on, Temper. We can bring you back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 if you talk live.
First comes the gluttonous debauchery of the holiday season. Then, New Year's, fad diets, starvation, expensive unused gym memberships. This year I took a product called Axia 30, and it really worked for me. It didn't give me the jitters like other diet products have given me in the past, and apparently it worked for other people too, because it helped men and women in a clinical study to lose, on average, 30 pounds in 12 weeks. That's combined with a hypocaloric diet. Obviously, we all want to look our best, but take advantage of new technology, special green tea extract, and Axia 30. You can try Axia 30 free today. Call 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. You only pay a small shipping charge, and Chamonix will rush Axia 30 to you. You see the incredible results everybody's talking about, or you don't pay. For your free trial, call now. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. 800-543-6613. This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything here on this live Christmas Day edition of the program. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we have Skype. You can Skype into the show and username lrn.fm. So connect with us in the way that works best for you. Another option for your listening enjoyment is the School Sucks Project. It's a podcast and call-in show, YouTube channel, and web community that promotes real education and deconstructs state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, history, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. Go to schoolsucksproject.com, browse through their 12-part Kids Are Not Defective podcast series, which examines the destructive impacts of youth stereotypes in the media, medication for rebellious behavior, corporal punishment, carrot and stick systems, zero tolerance policies, and more. SchoolSucksProject.com. That's SchoolSucksProject.com. We're back with Temper in Missouri. Now, Temper, you were saying we had Dave on the line from New York, and he was complaining because he didn't get unemployment benefits since he was fired from his job working for Hertz. And he was fired ostensibly because he made a video that was very critical of a female coworker while wearing his Hertz garb, a hat and a t-shirt apparently, and I guess the management at Hertz didn't appreciate that, so they terminated his employment contract.
We also don't know what Dave's history of other sort of reprimands issues in the past. Yeah. May or may not have been.
Could have been the final straw. So, but Temper, you're saying basically that you thought that, you know, the company shouldn't be able to determine what he says on his off time.
No, I don't. Especially, I found an eBay listing for her t-shirt for sale. I mean, plus you could have the stuff custom made if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
It just goes to show you that when you take a job, employment, most employers just think that they own you on and off time.
I don't think that's true. I think that there are certain things you agree to with that employer. For instance, now I'm not employed by GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, but I have an agreement with them. And when you sign up with your employer, you're entering into an agreement with that company. And with, you know, part of that agreement is you're going to be on time. Part of that agreement is you're going to, you know, follow the rules while you're working at the job. You're not going to do things that they don't want you to do. You're not going to steal from them. I mean, these are pretty standard things in agreements for employment. But with the Genesis Communications Network, there are certain things that I've agreed to that I cannot do. You know, they're not really restricting me too significantly. If they were, I wouldn't sign the agreement. But, you know, I can't get on the air and badmouth the owner of the Genesis Communications Network. I have nothing bad to say about Ted Anderson. I think he's a great guy, and he's done a lot of good things for Free Talk Live. But one of the things I agreed to when we came in, you know, I've got the contract, I can pull it up. I'm not supposed to badmouth, you know, Genesis Communications Network.
I used to work for an airline, and one of the policies that they had was if you are in your airline uniform, then you are not to consume alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get off work and go to a bar, don't go to the bar wearing the work uniform.
Could you turn your shirt inside out?
Presumably that would be okay.
Right.
Basically, they didn't want their logo exposed while somebody was getting drunk.
Totally reasonable. I mean, I don't see, do you think that's unreasonable, Temper, to have details like that be a part of an employment agreement?
I do, and it mostly because you're required to wear the t-shirt. So here they're telling you
not while you're off the clock. Well, after I get off work, I am under no obligation to wear the Delta Airlines t-shirt.
Right. So if he's actually, if he had done what he had done, not wearing the Hertz shirt, would he still have a job right now?
Most likely.
Huh. All right.
That seems like kind of a loaded question. I mean, or a loaded answer. I mean, no one can say for sure.
But that was really the nature of my question was to establish that it was the wearing of the shirt that was the crux of the problem. At least
we don't know for sure,
right,
about that.
And I mean, there's also the rule of common sense and don't poop where you eat, Dave.
Yeah.
Really.
Temper, I can't, you know, I can't agree with you on this one. I feel like you are entering into a voluntary agreement, and if you aren't willing to work under those circumstances, then you shouldn't take that job. If it's so important to you that the first thing you do when you get off of work is to go drink, and one of the things that you've been told in the contract is you can't drink in a, you know, in your employee garb, then maybe that's the wrong job for you. If you're not willing to have an extra t-shirt in your car that you can change into or something like that, you're not willing to take the extra step to comply with the agreement, then it's not the right job for you. And I get it. You're probably right, Temper, that there are some really stupid restrictions out there on some employees and what they can do or can't do, and maybe people should be choosier about the work that they take, but in a lot of cases, people got to take the work they can get.
Can I elaborate why I have this position?
Sure.
The reason why I have this position is because I'm kind of an inventor. I like to come up with ideas, and because of the nature of my job, anything that I invent off the clock, if I have employment, is owned by the employer, even if it's off the clock. And so I take a very radical approach, I guess, to employment, because when I get a job doing industrial automation and controls, if I were to come up with, say, a piece of software on the side and try to sell it, I could lose the copyright and the rights to the software that I wrote.
So you are currently employed by a company that has these restrictions on you?
No, I'm not currently employed because I'm inventing something right now, but I can't be employed.
And
it's an industry standard across the board. In fact, there was a Sears employee that came up with a new tool, and Sears successfully sued him for the right of his patent.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely share the frustration. I mean, if it feels like something that you can't get away from, like you said, it's an industry standard in the agreements for inventors. I mean, I'm going to take your word for it, but that's frustrating. I get it, but that's frustrating. And if there's a way to be an independent inventor, then that's certainly the way to go. But ultimately, it's simple agreement. You know, it's employment agreements, and you don't have to agree to things you don't agree with. Just say no. If you don't like the terms, or try to modify the terms. Hey, no, I'm going to cross this out. I know this is a standard, but the next time you go and you try to work for somebody, try to change the agreement. You know, hey, look, if I'm going to invent something on my own time, it's mine. I don't appreciate this wording. I'm going to cross that out, and then I'll sign your agreement, and then see if they want you then.
Yeah, most likely they won't hire you. And I've done that. I've actually lost a job under that exact circumstances. They had some documentation that they wanted me to sign that would forever give them license to anything that I did that was related to the work product of my employment, whatever that means. And it had no sunset provision. So 20 years down the road, I could get sued by my previous employer.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And I got fired for it. Now, they came up with some other thing at the firing. They told me that, you know, it was the way I handled a certain client 6 months previously, and I asked them about the 43% raise that I got a week or two before, and they said that didn't mean anything. But I thought it showed exactly what was happening is I didn't sign the paperwork. I didn't agree to their terms, so...
Well, maybe you can change it. Maybe you can start a company that doesn't have the terminology in your contracts and hire inventors and let them own their own inventions. And maybe you can change the way the industry behaves. And I thank you, Temper. I share the frustration. More coming up.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. It is the live Christmas Day edition of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Still to come, the EpiPen story. We got to get to that because we've been teasing it all night here, but we'll do that in a moment. Going to continue with your calls. Want to also invite you to learn more about BuzzBox Coffee by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. If you are a coffee drinker, if you love coffee, we're looking for you to help us. We're looking for 1,000 Free Talk Live listeners like you to give the gift of freedom through at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Now, you don't have to deal with setting up the loans or anything like that. That's what BuzzBox is handling. They're basically making it so that people around the world who are, you know, these coffee farmers are able to make a better life for themselves through these microloans. They're not giving away money. These are loans, so they have to be paid back. So we're helping people improve their lives without doing just straight-up giveaways to them. So you can do it by going to coffee.freetalklive.com to learn about BuzzBox Coffee. It is USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, and fairly traded. You can go to coffee.freetalklive.com and get your first pound for free. Now, you do have to pay the shipping costs, but there will be no charge for the pound itself at coffee.freetalklive.com, a great way to give yourself a gift after this holiday season and also give the gift of more freedom to people around the world through the microloans that they're hooking up through BuzzBox Coffee, World Vision, and Free Talk Live. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. So we go to Blue, listening in Tennessee to WKBL. Hey, Blue.
Hey. This is going to come out probably not very nice, and I apologize. Dave, you're an idiot.
Definitely not very nice. Amen,
first
sister.
First of all, he did not pay. He never paid into unemployment insurance. That came strictly from the employer. Dude, you made a mistake. Deal with it.
See, I didn't know that about unemployment. So you're saying that the employee doesn't actually pay anything out of their own check?
No. Correct.
The
correct.
Employer.
Yep. That's right.
Gotcha.
The employer pays that presumably. Presumably the money that they pay the state for the unemployment insurance would otherwise go to the employee,
right,
as
if they weren't forced
funds
to pay.
If they weren't required to pay.
Right, but as it stands right now, as far as I know, in all 50 states, it goes to each state, and that's how it's sent out. But Dumb Dumb made a mistake, and he's going to live with it. The other problem is he can breed, and he votes.
Well, we don't know if he can breed, because he's put out videos saying that it's been 7 years since he's had a girlfriend. So, presumably, he is not breeding currently.
Well, as far as we know, we don't know whether or not he's a sperm donor either.
He is looking
well,
for
actually,
money.
Well, actually, he's in chat. I can ask him if he has kids.
Don't you get paid for sperm donations?
If you can find a place to purchase your semen.
Sorry, what was that, Blue?
I said that may be how he's been keeping his head above water. As far as Tempest, you know, dude, you're smart enough to be able to invent these things. Go get a job in a different field, and then you're not obligated to stick within this. You don't have to do the job that you went to college for. Go find another job, and you can still invent and still get a paycheck. Just find another place to do it.
It's tough, it's though, to be an inventor. Hard. Now you're talking about the second person who called, who is Temper in Missouri, who is expressing concern about employment agreements that put restrictions on people's, you know, freedom of speech, what they can say. You know, it can be frustrating if what he said, Blue, was that it's standard in across the board. He's an inventor. When he's working for a company as an inventor, they restrict him as to anything off.
All right, let me stop you right there, okay? Let me tell you what I heard out of that conversation. A, he is actually going out and getting a contracting job, right? So it is his choice to work for this particular company. It's not like the company is recruiting him. He's not desperate for a job, because if he was, then he would actually be employed at this time. So he can pick and choose where he chooses to get a job. He does not have to go into that industry that he was quote unquote trained in. He can go into a different industry, do a same job, not the exact technical job that he's doing now. I mean, he's analytical.
Sure,
well,
I mean, anybody can go and work for something else in some other field, but if you love what you do, I mean, if what you love is inventing, and that's what you want to do, but all the inventing jobs have this restriction where anything you invent after hours is also owned by the company. I mean, that's got to be a frustrating position to be in.
That's what I'm saying, though, that if you get a job in a different field, then you're not obligated because you've not signed a contract.
He's saying that they all have the same terms.
No, what she's saying is he could go get a job doing something other than inventing for his day job, and then do the inventing in his off time. If you're a computer programmer and all of the computer programming companies that you apply for, say any programs that you create in your, you know, spare time while you're employed for us become our property, then don't get a job as a computer programmer. Get a job, you know, scrubbing floors, working for an airline, doing something else.
I don't know if that actually fixes the problem for Temper, though, because even if he does it in his spare time, if he's doing business with someone doing what he loves, isn't that still subject to the contracts that we were talking about?
No, we're saying get a job in a completely different field.
Where it's not an inventor's job.
Right, where it's not the inventor's job, and then only invent in the spare time.
I see.
So get a job to keep food on the table and invent in the spare time.
Or become enough of a desired inventor to where you can set the terms of the contract.
Yes.
You got it. Ding, ding, ding. And again,
thanks, Blue.
That person can breed, and they vote. How hard was that to figure that out?
Well, I don't think there's any reason to be insulting people. I don't think that's necessary. But thank you, Blue. I appreciate the call tonight at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Lots of people vote, and you don't have to. Just because you're intelligent or not doesn't really matter, because there's plenty of smart people that vote for bad things too. There's a lot of intelligent people out there. I think that's what Blue was suggesting towards the callers. I don't necessarily agree with her, but people can vote for all kinds of bad things, whether they're intelligent or not. You know, a lot of people who are very, very smart have very, very brilliant plans for how to control you.
Yeah.
To try, anyway.
Yeah. So we continue here. Your calls welcome. Nathan is on the line. On Skype. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Merry Christmas.
Hey,
Merry Christmas.
It's interesting. Patent law is so insidious. Richard Stallman, the inventor of Linux, had to quit his job at the MIT lab when he created Linux because he didn't want them to claim the copyright on it.
Wow. Yeah, that's crazy.
But, yeah, I wanted to kind of side with Temper and against the last caller on this whole employment issue. I think you've gotten... The root of the problem is that if the entire industry is like this, in putting these unreasonable restrictions on employees, then there's something systemically wrong here. And my view is that it's the state's fault. Corporations are creations of the state, and basically the way the state centralizes the economy, it's kind of a centralizing force. It concentrates business into these, a few companies. And so then it becomes easier for all the companies to basically form cartel-like agreements. So in this case, all the companies can just agree, well, if you work for us, then your ideas in the shower belong to us. And, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's frustrating.
Well, Blue never actually said that just because it's standard that it's good. She was just saying that
this is an option that he has.
Right, he has an option to try to find, put food on the table type of work outside of the field that he studied,
right,
and then do the inventing stuff in the free time.
Right. I was going to say that. Are we coming up on a break? That sounds a bit like the, if you don't like it, leave kind of attitude that a lot of people say about America.
Or, as I said, you could also start your own company and offer a better contract to inventors that allows them to keep their ideas when they're off duty.
Right.
Do that
again,
too. More coming up.
Again,
it's Free Talk Live. Hang on.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No. This is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Here in this live Christmas Day edition of the program, you can still take control of the airwaves here by dialing in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com, where all the features are free. That which you see on the front page of the website, put there by listeners like you. You can submit content right to the front page, and then you can vote on content that's already there. So if you like it, if you like what you see, you can click the little up button next to the article that you like. You can also click the down button if you don't like it. So go and vote on what's there on the front page and submit content to the site so we can consider it to talk about it on the air. Again, go to freetalklive.com to get interactive. freetalklive.com. We go back to Nathan in Texas. He's on Skype with us. We've been talking. We talked with Temper earlier about employment contracts, specifically for inventors, and how frustrating it is when there's an industry standard, apparently, that says that if you invent something on your own time, that the company you're working for owns that. I mean, I find that outrageous, but apparently there's no company out there who will employ an inventor that doesn't have that term, according to Temper.
Not saying that there's no company, just saying that it's standard. That doesn't mean that there's not a company.
Well, he doesn't know of one, I guess. Let's just put it that
right.
way. Otherwise, he'd probably want to work for him. Go ahead, Nathan.
And don't forget about the no-compete agreements. I mean, and that's not even for inventing jobs. One of my first jobs was teaching at a summer camp remedial English and math, and I had to sign a no-compete agreement.
Essentially, what does that mean?
Apparently, it meant I couldn't use their teaching materials to compete with them for tutoring services or something.
Was that for a period of time after you would have terminated your agreement with them?
Yes. It did have a sunset. It didn't say for the remainder of time you shall not compete with us or something like that.
Yeah, there's that on radio, too, where somebody will like terminate a radio contract, and then they'll be prohibited from going and getting another job in radio for a certain period of time.
Generally, it's only within the market in which they were
not
hired.
True with Tom Likas, as I understand it. When Tom Likas quit or whatever from his job at CBS, he was literally prohibited from working in broadcast radio for a number of years.
Tom Likas was a nationally syndicated host.
Yeah.
So, of course, that's going to be a little different than, you know, the local guy on your rock station in town.
Is that talk radio? I'm sorry?
Tom Likas is a talk show host, so yes. But that's you know, something that the music stations can do with their talks. But once again, if you bring enough clout to the table, you know, if you're a hot enough property, as whether it's as a talk show host or an inventor or whatever, we're talking airplane mechanic, if you are good enough and you come to the bargaining table and you say, nope, I'm not going to work for you if you are going to try to say that you own the stuff I invent on my own time, and that company wants you bad enough, they'll say, you know what, kid, we'll strike that. And then they'll update the contract. I just think that, you know, maybe more employees should be a little bit more firm with what they're demanding out of the employers.
I totally agree, and it is true in some cases that is possible. I just feel that libertarians in general tend to come down. I guess a lot of the arguments that they or we tend to make tend to assume that we're in a kind of ideal market already. Like you mentioned, starting your own business, the state may have regulations, you know, they may have the $100,000 taxi medallions in New York and, you know, other barriers of entry, and all these state factors kind of work together. Rothbard had a really nice book he liked called The Triumph of Conservatism, and it was basically a book about how the American, I think, government colluded with the railroad interest to get the Union Pacific built or something. It was by this academic named Kolko, and his whole thesis is all about this collusion, this cooperation between business and state interests, and how they kind of bolster each other.
No doubt. I mean, no doubt. It's hard to start your own business in a lot of places, depending on the industry and how regulated it is by the people who, in a lot of cases, are the old school businessmen who've been in that industry for a long time. I certainly don't mean to make it sound like it's necessarily an easy thing to do, but those things can be changed by people who are willing to attempt it. And you know, if you're starving and you need that job, then you're not in a position of being able to negotiate very effectively. But if you have taken care of your needs and you've got a lot of savings and you have the ability to negotiate, then it doesn't hurt to come to the table and try to change the terms of a contract. And Nathan, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whenever a contract is put in front of you, it's always subject to negotiation. I mean, even if it's, you know, printed out and it looks really official, like, you could always say, yeah, I don't like this term, and I want to change that.
That's one thing that most people don't do, is try to negotiate contracts, especially employment contracts.
You know, when I moved here to New Hampshire on the voter registration form, they don't have this anymore, but it used to actually say at the bottom of the voter registration form that I agreed that I will abide by all the New Hampshire statutes and that I will register my car within X amount of, I'll get a driver's license and register my car within X amount of days. I crossed those sentences out from the voter registration form, signed the form, submitted it, and I was registered. It wasn't a problem. They didn't have an issue with it.
And there's actually a state Supreme Court case in February over that exact wording.
And I'm sure you will let us know more as that transpires.
Oh, I will. I actually plan on going to Concord and sitting in on that hearing.
So, Daryl, you brought a story to the table tonight, which we barely had a chance to talk about at all, the EpiPen.
Yes, there was a girl in Ireland, 14-year-old girl, who went out to dinner with her family in Dublin. She accidentally ingested a sauce containing peanuts that she mistook for curry. The teenager suffered a severe allergic reaction and was not carrying her EpiPen, which delivers a shot of adrenaline that can reverse the effects of severe fast-acting reaction known as anaphylactic shock. The family went to a nearby pharmacy and pled for an EpiPen, but Emma's mother said that the male staff worker refused to give them one because she did not have the prescription on her.
Oh.
She told a local newspaper, he told me I could not get it without a prescription. He told me take her to the A&E, which apparently is what they call the ER.
Emergency room.
Yeah. Accident and emergency is what they call it. Miss Sloan, the woman's mother, said she tried to take the daughter to Temple Street Hospital, but her daughter collapsed and died on the way. She was on the footpath. A doctor was passing and tried to help and put her into the recovery position. Ambulance and fire brigade men worked on her, but she was gone, Mrs. Sloan told the Herald.
Oh, man.
My daughter died on a street corner with a crowd around her.
That sucks.
I am so angry. I was not given the EpiPen to inject her. I was told to bring her to the A&E. Emma was allergic to nuts and was very careful.
Oh,
how could a peanut kill my child? And apparently there are regulations in Ireland that prohibit the dispensing of EpiPens without a prescription.
Right. Okay, so what is the pharmacy guy facing for a penalty if he does hand over an EpiPen to someone?
It's probably a felony. I don't know. That's a good question.
It does not say.
But dispersing prescription medication without a prescription is probably a pretty serious big deal.
But it does say that police and the pharmacy regulatory board, called the Pharmaceutical Society of Ireland, have launched an investigation into the death.
He's damned if he does, damned if he doesn't. He gives the EpiPen to the distraught mother and saves the girl's life. He loses his job for giving the pen. If he doesn't give the pen, he is terrible because that girl ended up dying. I mean, what do you do?
Well, right, and for all he knows, some junkie coming into the store. I mean, I don't know if junkies use EpiPens, but it's epinephrine. What exactly is that?
Adrenaline.
I don't know. There are adrenaline junkies out there.
Sure. I don't know if they shoot it up.
Cops are adrenaline junkies. So, you know, for all he knows, this is some sort of scammer coming in trying to get him to, you know, give up this prescription medication. I mean, there's all kinds of dopers that would love to come in and be able to just buy prescription medications for them. And they should be able to. I mean, they should be free to. But he's probably scared to death that it's like a sting operation, that he's going to, if he sells this pen, that there's going to be men with guns coming in to take him to a cage. Because if I have a prescription medication and I give one of them to you, Nemi, that's a felony.
Yeah.
And I'm not a, you know, licensed pharmacist. So if a licensed pharmacist, someone who has, you know, essentially said to the state, I will do as you say, I will follow your rules, then goes ahead and breaks a similar rule, I would imagine it's even more stringent on that person.
Yeah.
Tragic.
As I said, the article doesn't say what the penalty is for violating, but I have actually gone into anaphylactic shock once when I was stung, I believe it was 20 times, by some weird wasp thing, and had to be put on some drip and stayed in the hospital for several hours.
The solution is to get rid of the prescription process and just make it so people can buy whatever the heck they want to buy. We're out of time, but we'll see tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to Vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution.
We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and Nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.